Like the lag is a little better at this point. Yeah, Brother Sean. But thank you. I'm going to be sharing that, what you just sent me here in a minute. If you could send me a link to that article, please do so, because I'll put it on my Dangers of Facebook page Monday. So, because we're over 800 articles, I think, or 700. Just on that alone. I mean, I can't remember. But, yeah, if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to pray. Yeah, the hand raising is laggy. Yeah, amen, Alex. I found that out the hard way when I put the mic up the first time. So I think if the people could still jump on the mic if they want to try it, because even though it takes a little while for the hand to come up, once it comes up, the lag has caught up. And then when the person that's talking drops his mic, their mic might just come up real quick. If not, then we'll just do like everybody suggested, that you just email me or praise and I'll read them. And we might have to just hang out in the stream a little more. But, yeah, we're down in numbers here in the room. We're only at about 50. But I saw the stream go up to 75 here a minute ago, so it's at 73 now. So we might have to hang in the stream. But, yeah, please get on your knees and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us during the study hour with your Holy Spirit to not only share but to understand what's being shared. And thank you so much for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain if we are so worthy to go forth and do this final work that is prophesied to be the most amazing work the people of God will do for you, because Christ in them brings them into a Christ-like character, humble, loving, peaceful, gentle, courageous, all of it, so that we can go forth without any fear or any, you know, just with absolute truth, the way life is supposed to be in the beginning. And so thank you for giving us what we need to go forward. Please bless the ministry, the church family, everybody on the prayer list, everybody that was mentioned in the prayer request during the children's study and here in the adult study. And thank you so much for blessing us with such long-suffering and patience, but also with urgency within our hearts to know that we have to get really serious about our walks now. And so bless us, Father, and thank you for all that you've done the last 30 days. And we're about to say thank you a lot today in our testimony service. And we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ooh. Amen and amen. Yeah, I started on my knees and all of a sudden started talking and realized I'm still on my knees. And we had to start our prayer. But, oh, wait, I got some lag here because all the text. Like, that's another thing, too. If, okay, the lag just stopped there for that. Now, here's what's goofy. And this is part of my praise, by the way. Even though the numbers are, well, let me just do a speed test real quick. But the even though the numbers appear good, the lag is insane, which means something goofy is going. Yeah, see, because they know about the church service. They know that's why we're leaving. And because the only reason we got this internet service provider for the server I have in the home, well, servers, I guess you could say, is so that we could do church on Sabbath day. The rest of the week, we could just use regular dial-up for them. I don't care. I mean, we really need this for church. And but the numbers are good. They're at 18 down, 8 up. And so we're good there. But there's still lag, which means something goofy going on there. And and it's major lag. I've never we haven't seen this kind of lag since the XP days, if you remember that browser that we were, or that chat room that we were using that had a browser built in. But I wanted to praise the Lord that we may have our miracle. I know, is Brother Eli here? I don't see him. He wasn't here last night either. Did he? Because I got a text from him earlier, but he sent pictures or videos or something. So it's just going to sit there until we fix this internet. Or, you know, oh, he's on the stream. Okay, so I wanted to thank Brother Eli again for putting out the prayer request. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of this week where I asked for a special prayer request that, because, as you all know, we're having internet issues. And the company that we use wasn't stepping up to the task. And so for 3 weeks we've been having, you know, 3 weeks, 2 days ago. So it's a little over 3 weeks right now that we've been having these issues. And so I started looking around. And I told them, I think, Sunday of last week, after what we experienced during church and how no one was believing me in regards to how the speed that we're seeing, you know, the lack of speed is not due to the website being popular, even though we are doing about a gig worth of data stream back and forth per day. sorry, I got a tickle in my throat. But it was never bringing, it never had a problem, you know, generating the bandwidth we had before. And we've had, you know, I think the most we ever had in the chat room was 96, but that was people playing around and coming in once or twice, or two or three times. And the most we ever had on the stream was 84. And, but I think we had like 65 in the rooms, 84 on the stream, 15 or 20 families on the radio. We're at 13 families right now. And who knows how many on the phone. And the reason I mention the phone, because that phone won't work without my Wi-Fi, so we're all using the bandwidth, right? No issues. You know, well, we have issues left and right all the time, but no, nothing like what we've seen in the last 3 weeks. And so it just seemed a bit odd. So I started looking around, and I found AT&T was going to offer us twice the bandwidth that we were getting for the same price. But I didn't feel right about it. Something just didn't seem right about it because they were asking. And even though it was only a 2 and not a 3 year contract, which is great, but I just you know, there's, because I kept praying about it, it's invading my dreams. Even it's just, oh, it's just constantly, it stressed me out for these 3 weeks big time because I'm always want to be there to be able to do the work for the Lord. And I ran across a company that's in a small town near here, who just set up shop here, even though they've been in other states. And they don't rent their fiber optic bandwidth. They own it. And not only, no, this is what he's saying, and I'll find out Monday, so keep this in prayer. It looks like our miracle can be answered in regards to this, because AT&T was saying anywhere from minimum 90 days to 120 days to get this installed for us, which means we would have to hobble for, you know, our church services for the next 3 to 6 months. And I said, Father God, this isn't right. You know, we're doing the work. And so I says, Father God, we need a miracle. And then I asked Eli to send a prayer request out, and I guess he did. And the next day, which was yesterday, so I think I sent it out on Thursday, I talked to this guy, and he's saying that not only can we get 25 up and down, I'll probably go with the 15 up and down just to test the waters, but we can get, not only can we get 25 up and down for less than, almost less than, like less than half, around half of what we're paying now for 10. Seriously, instead of 500, it'd be 275 a month. But he'll give me a major discount. I think he was saying it was like 40% off or something like that because we're a church. But here's the kicker. I says, okay, that's all well and good, and it's really, really happy. And you know, and I told him it's all for a church, and that's why he's really nice about it. I says, about how long does it take you guys to get this in? Because we're hurting. We've been hurting for 3 weeks now. He goes, 2, 3, maybe 4 days. Like, oh, praise the Lord. And so hopefully by next Sabbath, we're going to be on a completely different setup. The only hassle that's going to be on my end is I could change the IP addresses in an hour or so. I'll have to put the server down because I can't have two servers running with this chat room because of the handshake thing. You know, like all of a sudden they'll say, oh, you're using what you paid for twice, and now we're shutting you down. So I'm going to have to put up the old server and change out the router on the regular one we're using now and change all the IP addresses to work. But the thing is, where I get the URLs, because we got, I think, 5 websites on the server right now, I got to change every single solitary one of those IP addresses that point to the server. And then it takes anywhere from 4 to 72 hours to propagate, which means the site might be down for 3 days, just waiting to propagate. And so I might just leave it on the old connection until everything's propagated, and then once it does, I'll just throw a switch, and boom, we're going from old to new, and we're good, and we'll be in for church. And so please, please, please keep praying on that. We might have the new bandwidth. And I also want to praise the Lord for the new server that we got 4 weeks ago. Yeah, about a week after I got it, I go, oh, man, I can't wait to try this out in the church family, because the way I set it up was really crazy unorthodox. It's actually supposedly can't be done because of the driver issues, but it's running. I don't even want to get into the technicalities of it, but it was kind of like, you can't do that. It's just, yeah, well, I did it. It's goofy, too, when you go into the system directory and it comes up and it usually says the computer is so-and-so. Now it just has a gift box named POGM, literally, in my Windows pop-up. You know, it's really neat the way the Lord helped me out on that one, because I've forgotten more than I've learned over the years when it comes to the computers, but he keeps reminding me of things. But we got a new server, brand new server, and when I clone the system, the old server would take all of 90 minutes to clone it. This one takes 14. It's still got an i5 like the other one, but it's a generation 8, so it's flying. And we only got 12 gig of RAM, but it don't matter, you know, because we're not going to use all but 6 or 7 of it, so we're good there. But I just didn't want to be hanging at 8 and just pushing the envelope. No, a little bit of overkill is needed here. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for, first of all, as we all know, especially those of us that know about how the Lord moved us as to be the first people on the planet to do online church back in the Fire Talk days. I don't know if most of you here don't remember that, but there were some members that have, but some of them have died off by now. But and gone to their rest, hopefully in the Lord. Well, I would think most of them have, yes. But we are on record as the very first online church in the world. And in fact, the Lord told us to do this years before the internet was even something that the public, the people knew about. I mean, those of us that, been around from the green screen days like myself, we didn't call it internet back then. It was called D-dialing. And it was kind of like a bulletin boards. No, it's kind of like a chat room, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was like a chat room, then the bulletin boards. Because it came out as a chat room, jumping off 2 servers, one from the East Coast and one from the West Coast. And I always like to joke about it and say, Al Gore was nowhere to be seen. Remember how he said he invented the internet? So the reason I'm sharing all this is Fox News just alerted, and this is the title, I think this is the headline, Churches as we know it are over. Here's how they engage the faithful today. Right? And I got a little excerpt that says, oh, no, I don't. Anyway, the dying churches of the world, are opting to go online for church. Now, how is this a blessing for us? Well, it doesn't matter that we were the first to do it. It matters that the people that believe as we do, that we're kind of iffy about doing an online church, might start to realize that, hey, it's better than nothing, right? Because we do have a ton of people that believe as we do and email me on a regular basis, especially in the third world countries and stuff, that never come in this room. Some of them have been literally supporting the ministry for decades, never ever come in this room. They don't like chat rooms, right? But now they might, because all the churches are starting to get on that, you know? And so praise the Lord for that. And let me see. Oh, no, the fiber optic doesn't have to be laid, Alex, for two reasons. Number one, it's already in my land. And number two, I'm not going to be using it. It's a different setup, similar to what we're using now. But he, the guy that sends the signal, owns his fiber optic that goes to his tower, whereas the ones we were using were renting. So, yeah, exactly, Alex. That's what it is. With a better beam, too. It's got no bleed over. And it doesn't really matter if you're at 25 meg up and down. Who cares about the bleed over then? Because he says he'll give me 27 anyway, just to prevent any kind of, you know, lag. So let me get a couple of more. Now, Brother Sean sent me something here, and it says, well, Sam, blessings to you too, brother. He goes, did you hear about Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Facebook, saying that he thinks the government should regulate Facebook, which means the thumbnails, screws have been turned on him, and he's obviously bound to the pressure. And so we've been saying that since day one. He is now gotten to the point where he can't hide what he's been doing. You know, oh, you emailed me three links. Thank you. I'll be putting it on the site as soon as possible on Monday. And then about the praises. So if the lag is too laggy, we will do this. But, yeah, you got to check out my Dangers of Facebook page for those of you that might have Facebook still that are on the stream. We got a crazy amount of articles, hundreds and hundreds, almost 1,000 of them, showing. And one of them, actually two or three of them, talk about how the CIA is the ones that invented Facebook or came up with the idea. So Brother Yaswanth, he sent a praise. And he goes, and I also like to thank and praise God for fixing Pastor Nick's internet problem. Hopefully we're still praying about it, because Monday we'll find out. And God bless you also from his heavenly storehouse of blessings, for he is and he alone is our provider. Amen. So, yeah, our heavenly provider is going to help us with our internet provider. So, amen to that, brother. So, praise his mighty name. But that was a quick answer. I'm thinking 90 to 120 days. I thought we're going to be down for a while, you know, dealing with these low. Because, look, we got 50, 51 families in the room right now, whereas we usually have 60, 62, 65. But at least I saw the stream was at 75, but now it's fell down to 66. And I keep falling out of the stream, too, so that we definitely have lag. All right, I got some praises here from, who was this from? Oh, Brother Paul. He says, hello, pastor and church family. Hope you all been well. And those of you that want to get on the mic, do your, raise your hand now. Oh, thanks, Fran. Do it like Fran just did, you know, because it might take a minute or two for your hand to come up. So, all right, so this is from Brother Paul. He goes, hope you all doing well. Praise number one. He's got two of them. He says, wanted to praise God for the continued trials, which at first may seem like too much, but always end up being a blessing. The lessons continue to be helpful and make it easier to say no to certain things and know which areas to avoid. And then praise number two is, this past week I reached a point I didn't have enough money for my transportation. I hadn't been paid yet, so I had to find a way to stretch out what I had. At first, a thought came to mind, like a whisper. Just bet or gamble some money. You could win more than enough. And a counter thought came to mind that says, you can't do this because you know it's wrong. Now, he's paraphrasing, of course. So I decided that if I do run out of money, I will simply ask for help. I also prayed about it as well. Later on in the week, I got cheaper rides to work than usual. People bought lunch for me, got a tip for a work well done, and lastly, I got offered a quick freelance gig that would help me for some time. God really does care and help when we trust in him and his ability to provide. God bless you all and Sabbath blessings. So amen. Amen and amen and amen. Kind of reminds me when I got that job at Continental Nissan selling cars. We were in the 1,011-day house, and I had $5 in my pocket, and I'm not getting paid for 2 weeks. And I'm thinking, how am I going to make it? Wife and 8 kids? I think I had a wife and 7 kids went on the way this time. And I think that's around the time Fran says, Nick, we don't have any milk. And I says, Fran, pray. The Lord's hand's going to move. Pray, And then she called me at work, I think it was, and said she went into the Bible. And she prayed, and she went in to open up the Bible to read and, be comforted by her Lord. There was a $5 bill in there. back then, it was like, 4 gallons of milk with that kind of money. And so we had plenty for the milk. And then 2 weeks, and I totally forgot about it. Everything just seemed to work out. I think that was around the time somebody put $90 at the bottom of our stairway, and it said, Nick, they put my last name, but they misspelled it. And so we got the groceries with that. But at the end of the week, when I got my check and I went to currency exchange, I didn't even have a bank account yet. I didn't want to get a bank account there anyway. We weren't staying there. And I got my cash from the currency exchange, minus, 2% or something like that. I can't remember. And I folded it up and I stuck it in my pocket. And there was something in my pocket. So I took it out and put it in my other pocket and stuck my hand in my pocket to see what was in it. It was that $5 bill I put in there 2 weeks ago. So these pants were washed and everything with that money in there. It's like, wow. So that's what reminded me of what Brother Paul just shared there. How it just, the Lord just, wow, it's amazing. And now Brother Joe's got a praise here. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, travel mercies, and for all that he provides us with on a daily basis. I also want to praise the Lord for his guidance. He has once again, as always, answered prayers in regards to finding a new job and a new home. His hands are very apparent. In my previous job, I was able to share the truth with many. And praise the Lord, I have started the new job and will continue to be the light, be the light he has asked me to be for him. Wow, perfect timing, the way you phrased that. You were doing the candlestick today. And then he says, I enjoy getting close to people, learning about them, then being able to share the truth with them, and have been able to do with some already. There are many that may not realize the benefits of the message at the time, but prayerfully they will at some point. Amen. The Lord will give it increase. He'll send others to water it too, by the way, bro. And then going on, it says, we must continue to push forward and get the truth out there to these poor dying souls. Hold on to Christ, and he will continue to lead you along the path he has set for you. God bless everyone, and Brother Joe. All right, so I got a couple of more here, and I'm going to drop the mic. So Sister Fran, her hand's down. Somebody. Oh, okay, there it is. It just showed. All right, so let me drop the mic, and Sister Fran's got some emails, no doubt, to share, too.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I have a praise here from Sister Susan, and she says, I'm so thankful for God's mercies. My husband suffered a heart attack a few weeks ago while driving his truck, and he was able to pull over safely. So very thankful for travel mercies, 16-hour drive one way to and from the hospital, and for his safety. He is home recovering. We're blessed daily with his mercies and love. Praise the Lord. And she also adds, I'm also thankful for the protection for my son and granddaughter. He flipped his truck last Sunday. They are both okay, no injuries. Praise the Lord. He surrounds us with his angels, and keep praying for everyone's, travels. Ask God for travel mercies every day for our church family. Praise the Lord for his safety. Amen.
Sabbath blessings. Can you guys hear me? Yeah, I stream live. Okay. Yes. Wow. Okay. Yes. There's a delayed amount of yeses. But okay. At least you can hear me. Sorry. I don't know why that's been happening. Sound.
Okay. Is it, wow, that seems wild. Is it better now? Since I'm screaming now. Yes. Better. All right, good. Praise the Lord. Okie dokie. I am going to read Sister Vera's praises, and then I'll read mine. All right, so Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. This past month, I wanted to praise Jesus for keeping my family together as Satan tried several times that month to break apart my marriage. I praise Jesus for giving me the strength through this storm and for giving me words to use to calm the storm. After earnest prayers, it was amazing to watch the terrible storm which threatened to destroy my marriage speedily dissipate after telling my husband the words of wisdom inspired by God through prayer. I was even shocked at how fast my prayers were answered this time. This was like the fifth time that Christ came to my rescue to keep my family together. And to add to that, all throughout this month, God blessed me with calm opportunities to share precious end-time Bible prophecy with my husband and other Muslim loved ones. Please keep them in earnest prayers that they come to Christ, and through them, Palestine could be won to Christ. So, amen, sister. And she has a couple more. She says, also, I praise Jesus for all the little blessings, like helping me find my passport pictures when I forgot where I put them. Also, I praise Jesus for giving me words to share to my Muslim relatives as to why I, as a Christian, don't participate in the birthday of my daughter. Also, I want to praise Jesus that this past month I got many opportunities to share with many here in Palestine the health message of the Bible. Also, I praise Jesus for sending precious elder sisters in Christ into my life that can help me in my spiritual questions and have Christ speak through them to me on various difficult topics. Also, I praise Jesus that through witnessing to a certain soul about fake news, AMA, Antichrist, vaccinations, and government schools, that even though this soul was greatly offended, I was greatly blessed for these topics, made me do more search on my own and discover more details of things that Pastor Nick and Craig are constantly sharing with the people through their videos on these specific topics. Also, I praise Jesus for stopping the war on Gaza after my brother and I prayed about it. Also, I am very grateful for all the situations that God allowed to happen that allowed me to share the truth with my precious children. Please pray God will give growth to these precious seeds of truth sown in the hearts of my kids. And lastly, I praise Jesus for the trials that gave our church to experience together and grow together to prepare for the storm ahead when we will get kicked offline. And I praise Jesus that through our prayers, we were able to have church service miraculously, and that God continues to perform miracles for his obedient people. Praise Jesus for my precious brethren. God bless and happy Sabbath. Servant of Christ, Vera. So amen to all of those praises that she shared. Amen. And, all right, I just have mine. There's nobody else who said anything, so I'll share mine, and then I'll drop the mic to Pastor Nicholas. So, as many here, I also want to praise the Lord that we're able to get online, you know, even though it's not, you know, exactly the best, it is enough for us to be able to come together and to, you know, study the Word of God together and to be able to praise the Lord together. And so, praise the Lord that we even continue to get this opportunity. And, you know, just as Sister Vera said, you know, even though we did get knocked offline even just for a Sabbath, it did help to prepare us for, okay, what are other ways that we can, you know, gather together and speak the truth and comfort one another and grow together. So I want to praise the Lord for that as well. I want to praise the Lord for helping me to, you know, continue and to work harder at my job. You know, this is... We still have to do our temporal things, you know, that are necessary on this earth. And I just wanted to praise God that, you know, even though one of my coworkers was missing, who was, He's on vacation. He's very valuable to me. I was still able to get pretty much all of my work done. So I can only think there's only one thing left to do that I purposely left there in another area. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that because it's probably been literally the most productive week that I've ever had at that job. At least in the short amount of time that I was there, too, because I wasn't doing insane amounts of overtime. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for something that we discussed or that came up during the time when the church service was down. And, you know, a bunch of brethren and I gathered together, and we were talking about the Word of God, and we were studying the Word. And the idea was brought back to my attention by the Lord, of course, to get into the Word not just once a day, but twice a day. And he reminded me of it because it is something that I do believe I've read in Sister White's writings with the morning and evening worship. And so I've begun to start incorporating that into my life. You know, it's not perfect. I'm still growing. I still have to work out some of the things and get them together. But overall, adding that into my life, it's amazing what I'm watching happening to what's going on with me. And it's not only affecting me in the positive sense where I'm gaining spiritual strength and I'm watching myself grow stronger, but it just seems like, how do I say this? To begin your day with the Word of God and to basically end your day with the Word of God, it just protected. It could be a word that you could use. You just feel like you're I don't know how to explain it. It's like locked in. I don't know. Protected or locked in, or he's guarding. Basically, your time is guarded, and he's guarded, you know, throughout the entire day. And I'm watching also, you know, the way my mind is changing, the types of things that I think about, and the, you know, the ways in doing the work and things like that. Like, I'm watching all of these changes, and this is just coming from, you know, obviously, you know, making sure we're doing, you know, other things appropriately as well, but it's helping to just make me overall, help me to become more and more and more like Christ. Good reminder or revelation to be able to get into the Word of God twice a day and to see the tremendous effects that it's already having on my walk. And it's only been 2 weeks, and it's already amazing. And so, you know, I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I wanted to suggest the same for you guys, that if you don't, definitely give it a try and, you know, see what happens with your spiritual walk, because it is absolutely amazing. With that, Sabbath blessings, everybody. And I will put down the mic.
Amen. Well, you can hear me. It's just my mic isn't turning red right now. Please don't flood the chat room. We can't read praises that are posted in the chat room because it keeps rolling up. So you can't, especially with this kind of lag, there's no way you can keep control of that. So please PM it to one of the moderators or email it. Thanks, Caleb. So, I just got a praise here from little brother Z. You know, he says he's praising the Lord for family and for everything. Amen, little brother. And he going to be a preacher one day. He's already started preaching, by the way. So, from what I hear. So, amen. Amen and amen. All right, I got, I don't think I have any. Let me just check the, I think I got something in email. Someone's calling me rude. Oh, gosh. I forgive you, Louise or Lewis, I think it's Louise, so, I forgive you. It's a different, okay, now Sister Lucy says, I would like to, I just got this, she says, I would like to praise our Lord Jesus Christ for his goodness and mercies. My husband suffered a serious illness a month ago. Today, and was hospitalized. The Lord's hand is upon him, as his recovery has been going well. He's able to walk on his own, and he has been going to therapy to help increase his mobility in his hand. We are thankful for God's healing hand and have that has been over him. And we have, okay, this is very tiny lettering, and we have hope that there will be a full recovery. Amen. We'll keep it in prayer too, sister. As a matter of fact, I'll just slide it right over into my prayer list right there. So amen, and amen, and amen. Let's see, if I got any other emails here. I did, but I think it's spam. Yeah, it's spam. Trying to charge me $86 for a URL that's not expiring. Boy, I get those daily. You'd think they would give up by now, but, you know. Oh, okay, he just wanted everybody to read it themselves. Okay, thanks, Fred. And thanks again, Caleb. He put his praise in the text chat so everybody can read it. So thanks, brother. All right, and then Sister Janet says, Sabbath blessings, church family. I would like to praise our Lord for physical, mental, and spiritual guidance, understanding, and healing. His presence is mighty and very welcome in our lives. Amen. And Brother Alex, he says he wants to praise the Lord for his hedge of angels as one day a car nearly collided with him, and just 10 minutes later an accident occurred right in front of him. Fortunately, he was far enough away behind to hit the brakes in time. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Okay. Brother Lewis, this is Lewis number 5, says, about a month ago, a fly got into my kitchen. I didn't want it there because I was worried it would spread disease. I tried many times to catch the fly, but after a while I got tired and decided to ask the Lord to deliver the fly into my hand. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen. Let me scroll up into my hand. And he says, when I returned to the kitchen, I found that the fly was stuck on a wall and could not move. Wow. Then I was able to get the fly easily. Praise the Lord for helping me catch a fly. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Yeah, I usually just grab them out of the air. I mean, you could do it. You just got to learn. You got to throw your hand out in an area you think the fly is going to be. You could tell by the way he's flying, because they can't make real good breakneck turns, but you can see them as they're curving. So they're easy to catch, though, if they're on a countertop or on a wall. You just swipe up and grab them. But I learned that when I was a little kid, and I praise the Lord for that, because my dad would not buy me food for my knoll lizard, like the little cheap chameleons you could buy. Back then they were 79 cents. I don't know what they are now. This is in the 60s. And, a little guy changes, I think, three different colors. Lime green, dark green, and black means dead, or way too hot. And then the little thing comes out from under his neck when he's trying to impress a girl, and that turns red, a bright red. It's real pretty. So I learned how to catch flies to feed them. And then a Venus fly trap, too. Those work great for catching flies. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that when we get this new internet set up, I'm going to beef up the audio in the conference room here, as well as probably put WTPR with the option back to 32 kilobits if you want it. Right now, when you click it, you're only getting 16 kilobits. But for my personal taste, it sounded better. When I tried 32 kilobit on my computer, it sounds good. But when I hit 16 kilobit, I heard stereo. It came out, it had a better effect to it. And I'm thinking with the higher bandwidth, if it works out with the 25, we'll do an audio and video church conference. What do you think? Something to pray about. Because we'll have the ability to do it then in the room. But then again, the room might get flooded just so they could see our faces, right? Okay, Brother Dwayne has a praise here. Let me just scroll up and down, see if anybody else is in line for... Okay. And if you're sending a praise, please keep it short, because I don't know if you've noticed, when Brother Sean was sharing, the bandwidth was breathing. You could tell... one moment his mic was clear, the next moment it was a little fuzzy, then it was clear, then it was fuzzy, then it was clear, then it was fuzzy. So that's obvious. The bandwidth is, it's kind of like an up and the peaks and valleys. That's what we've been seeing for years. We've never gotten a consistent 10 up and down ever. But now it's really, really bad. And so anyway, Brother Dwayne says, thanks for the prayers for my illness. Praise the Lord for natural healings. I was a fool to have been led to take an AMA pill. I should have known better with all the herbal supplements I have taken for health. I just got caught up in the moment. Anyway, praise the Lord for his natural healings. Amen and amen and amen. And I want to echo that as well, because natural methods seem to work really good with me, but then I never did, like even when I had toothaches and I would get painkillers, I might take one or two, but usually I don't take any. I wait, like when the Novocaine kicks out, because I don't do the gas or that injection thing, just Novocaine. That's bad enough because that dissipates quick out of the system. But I just deal with the pain because I don't like that. Cause some, I remember one time years ago I took a, I thought it was a codeine 4 or something like that. I don't know. It seemed to me like it had psychotropic properties to it, and so I never took any of the other pills. It just changed my mind. It was weird. I can't explain it. It was oogie. That's the word for I'm looking for, right? All right, I got one more praise here from Sister Teresa. Actually, she's got three, and they're all fairly short. It says, hello, brothers and sisters. First praise, I had some tests done that came back abnormal. There was some concern that some cells could have been cancerous. However, I had a biopsy done, and it came back normal. Praise the Lord. Amen, sister. Second praise, my sister Maria is still in remission from leukemia, and she now only has to go to the specialist once a year. Praise the Lord, and thank you for your prayers, and we will continue to pray. Because I think we got you. Yeah, you're on our permanent prayer list here at the house. I don't know. Well, I would think everybody's got prayer lists now. And then the third and final praise, she says, please continue praying for my son, Alejandro. As most of you know, he used to be on fire for the Lord, but somehow Satan deceived him with his lies. Sandro got involved with some Satanist in a group of lost young adults. However, for the last 6 months, I have witnessed God's hand move numerous times. Sandro would get away from them for a bit and then go back. Although it has been quite the roller coaster to be on, I thank the Lord for getting me through those times when I had to just put my hands up and surrender and trust the Lord. It's amazing. Let me stop here for a minute because it's parents, you go through this a lot. And what the kids don't seem to understand is what the parents go through. The kids just think, it's just life. I'm going to go hang with this buddy today and go to hang with that buddy. And they don't see any big, like a roller coaster ride like she's saying here. They just, parents are Christian, like Sister Teresa here, are seeing it. And it's, it just tears at you. It really, it's a constant source of prayer. Like I've been saying for years, constant tear dangling. So anyway, she goes on to say that it's hard as a parent to stand by and watch a child believe the lies of Satan. However, being on my knees constantly praying and also prayers from the church family, God has intervened and is fighting the spiritual warfare. Sandro has finally broke the grip from this group. However, he still needs to be more obedient to the Lord through Christ. Please continue to pray for him, and we will. And then she says, I praise the Lord for not giving up on him and hearing our prayers. There are also so many other little praises that I am thankful for. God bless. I pray for this church family and others, sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Amen. That was sweet. Amen and amen. Now, I think I saw, Fran, was your hand up? Yeah. Okay, so let me drop the mic. It ain't showing up on this end here, so let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings again, everyone. I have two praises here. One is from little brother Benjamin, and he wants me to read the question from the pop quiz, and then he'll answer it because he missed it today. So question number 5 was, when the rulers tried to stop the happy children from praising Jesus, did the children stop? And what was the answer?
B.
B. Say, are you going to read it?
No. Nothing could stop them from praying Jesus.
Amen. Very good, Ben. Very good. Okay. And I have a praise from Brother Matthew. And Brother Matthew says, I was walking in the Orland Mall the other day for exercise and passed out Bible tract cards as I did this. And I praise the Lord that everyone I gave the cards to did accept them, because a lot of the time people don't take them or throw them on the ground. Amen, Brother Matthew. Praise the Lord for that. Okay, I'll hand the mic to whoever wants it next.
Amen. Amen and amen. And that brings a thought to mind. They might ask you to leave, and if you do, just leave. No big deal. But I know many of us still have a bunch of cards left over. myself included. I do still use the cards, but the cards I like are the one that, you know, advertises the website, and then the one that you guys made that show, and it's a bunch of Bible verses. So it's a quick little Bible study, which it has everything you need, and because I don't like anything dangling. Put it all on the card if you can. Otherwise, you know, it's not really worth it to me anyway. But where it shows the real second coming, and on the back of the card, the fake second coming. All right, but handing them out in a mall, and why is that a better idea? Most people in the mall, I would think most people on the planet, when they're in a mall, you give them something, they're not going to throw it on the ground in a mall. They'll throw it on the ground in a parking lot because you're outside, you can care less, litter, everybody does. But in a mall, you feel like you're in a building, and you don't want to just litter it on the inside. So that's a good idea, Brother Matthew. You know, and so, amen. Okay, I'm getting PMs here with people. Whoa. All right. I got a few more praises that came to me in a PM, and Brother Sean just told me that Caleb is typing something to him. So even though we're muddling through, we might still have a few more praises here, but we're probably going to close early because of the lag and all that stuff. We do this every month, so it's not like we're going to miss anything. And so, Sister Gibson here. Okay, you're done? Oh, okay, let me get that Bible verse up then. I certainly will, Sister. So, Jeremiah 29:11. One of my favorite prophets, too. Him and Daniel. Jeremiah, I mean, if the SDAs would just read Jeremiah, they would see they need to get out of that church. Because he is more or less, he's saying the same thing to the people of God that we're saying. And yes, the SDA people are the people of God. Their leaders are like the Pharisees, though. So it's like with the Catholics, you know. I just tell the Catholics, well, I ain't got a problem with you, although you need to get out of that church. You know, this is, here's why. So is it 29:11? Here is 29, and there's 11. So let me get back in the room. Okay. And this is what Sister Natasha has shared with me. She says, I want to praise God for helping me in life, even when I'm stubborn. I was recently interested in going to study abroad for the next school year, but God had that opportunity turned as of Thursday. Turned? Anyway, this week. I was turned down. Okay. All right, so I got to scroll back up now because it jerked up. Let me find it where I was. I was genuinely sad, but later thought, she meant turned down as of Thursday. So she says, I was genuinely sad, but later thought God did that for a reason. And then she said, read Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for I know thy thoughts that I think toward you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen, sister. Oh, man. Perfect verse for that. So amen and amen and amen. Trust him 100%. We were talking about that last night as well. If I could figure out a way to explain faith or just the way Jesus walked on this planet, like when he did that 40 days without eating to overcome the flesh so that when Satan tempted him, nothing worked. Because once you put the flesh in subjection, that's Satan's playground. And if you got if you put the flesh behind you 100% like Jesus did, and we can all do that because Jesus came down here to be our example. He didn't cheat. He was doing it to show us how we can do it, especially when it comes to the Gideon band. And so, yeah, if we could just figure out a way to, you know, because he knew they were going to murder him, and he went to his death at the age of 33, where most people would think, oh, wow, the whole life is wasted. No, he got up 3 days later, and then real life starts, like for us, like when we go to heaven. That's the real definition of life. Down here, we're just visiting this planet. We're down here for a test. All right, so Brother Alvin said to praise here, and he says, happy Sabbath, my dear precious brethren. I would like to praise our dear God for giving me a favorable countenance at work. He has touched the hearts of my boss at work, that they offered me a big promotion, which I accepted recently because they were amazed on my performance. Amen. And he goes on, he says, I thank the Lord and give all glory to our God for all that he did to me and for my family. God bless you, Brother Nick, always. And God bless you too, Brother Alvin, and your family. Amen and amen. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, let me just check the email again. I don't see any hands are up. No more emails. Let me check the other email. Okay, that's gone too. And, Sean says Caleb is still typing something, so we'll wait on Caleb. And I guess Sean is going to jump on the mic here in a moment, but I don't see his hand up. So, all right, well, but again, I'll just repeat. Please, please, please continue to pray. Those of you that have our prayer warriors and love to pray, we want to have brand new internet service by Wednesday of next week. It might take me a day or two to get the servers all up to where they need to be so that by church we're ready to go. So if the phone call I get on Monday is good, and I'm just going to say, here's my credit card number, let's do it, and then, you know, we'll go from there. So please keep that in your prayers, everybody. And I thought this was going to take 3 to 6 months. And the other company, I even told them, I says, yeah, you know, I'm canceling my service. It might take a few months, so I'll get back to you. They're going to be shocked if I call them next week and say, yeah, please shut down our bandwidth. We're done. For now. I'll tell them, I says, look, until it becomes a more stable setup, we're going to have to go. Here's another thing, too. No contract with this new service. It's month to month. And that's amazing, too. So you don't have to buy in or buy out, you know. So that's because that, I was on a contract, but that, my contract on the other one expired 2 years ago. So I've been with them 5 years. So are you still there, Sean? Is it? So let me know in the PM because it still says he's typing. Yeah, well, that might be that phantom thing, you know, especially with lag, you know. So let's give it a moment or two or 12. let's see. Oh, and I want to welcome Andy B., Rudolph, and Tim. And Tim, I don't know if you heard me last night. You're probably hearing me now. I can't call you. one of you guys called me. It was Gail. Called me and twice. And the VoIP or the cell phone. The cell phone's not as shaky, but until this whole setup is fixed here, I can't even text half the time. And like I think Brother Eli sent me a couple of pics or some videos again of the cute little small humans that are part of the church family. I love those videos. They're awesome. But it's, yeah, they're not coming. They're not going to be coming through. Or it just might, for a fluke, one of them will come through. And for me to send a pic, it's just, you know, any man's guess as to how it's going to go. All right. I'm pretty much at a loss for words here. Is Caleb ready or... still sending. Oh, he did send one. Oh, so you do know that he is typing. So if you want to start reading the one he gave you, so I'll drop the mic. Okay, he didn't answer me yet. So, and I want to praise the Lord for everybody that came into the stream. We got up to 75, but I guess when they find out it's a testimony service, some of the people leave. But praise the Lord for over 50 people sticking around, you know, 50 families sticking around on the stream, and 50 exactly here in the room. And that's something that, you know, our room usually goes at least. And I'm thinking we're going to, you know, with that article that I saw on Fox News about churches going online. Yeah, well, if you put your hand up now, Sean, it might. Oh, okay, yeah. And then just let me know when you're ready for me to drop the mic. That way the lag will catch up to you. So... let me just check my email again and see if I'm getting anything other than insults. You know. Oh, this was Permalink, trash it. Okay, someone's slamming me on the blog, I think. Yeah, my own blog here. Oh, that's sad. You know. So sad that people have to be that way sometimes. But just let me know. Oh, now Sean's typing something. I'll give you another praise for myself and my... Oh, okay. I'll drop the mic then. Okay.
Okie dokie. Can I be heard? Yes. Good. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. So Brother Caleb's still typing. But I just started thinking, if I can think back to anything else that I can, you know, share that's been going on. in my life. But one of the things that actually came to mind, I actually want to praise the Lord as well for – all right, let me move the mic because that's an annoying sound. I actually want to praise the Lord for the fact that the work is becoming very evangelistic work on the social media platform. One of the platforms that we use is becoming very I don't want to use the word profitable. It sounds like a business. But it's quite the blessing because we're watching more and more souls every – I almost want to say every week, but every month, just more and more souls are listening to the truth that the Lord is leading us to share. And, you know, I want to praise His name for leading us to even, you know, go on that platform to share, because when I think about it, and I think about it sometimes because it was way back in 2017, back when I was even on that platform, and it was only me and maybe one or two other people. And I stopped using it for a while. Like, I stopped using it for quite a while. And I guess it was just the movement of His hand that eventually led to, you know, start looking at looking into it more and getting into it more. And now more brethren are on it. And it's really effective. You know, there are lots of souls who are listening, which obviously is just going to show that the approach, you know, the approach, the group messaging and the messaging to people one-on-one is very effective in helping people to see the truth. You know, it's nothing like, you know, one of those big message forums that we sometimes use. But, you know, that's another praise that I wanted to share, because there are more people who are listening. Okay, so Kayla is still typing. However, I do see Gilbert's hand up, and so Lord willing, he has something to share, so I will drop the mic for him, and then I'll put my hand right back up.
Will. Okay, good. Apparently, I've been having a problem and stuff like that. I guess I've been saying so many good things, the enemy just doesn't want me to say anything. Okay, look, it's been 30 days since the last testimony. The Lord has done something good for you. Okay, the Lord has done something good for you. Type it in, say it, send it over to the next person,
and everybody hear me?
Whatever, okay? Type it in, say it in, whatever, okay? There is no shame in however small you think it is to praise your God, okay? He's been good to you. He's kept you. He's done this, that, and the other. I mean, there's just too many reasons to praise Him. There's just not enough time in life to give Him the praise that He deserves. But I'm going to keep it simple. Yeah, it is a bit laggy, but I'm going to be really short about this. We're still here. Despite the problem that has taken place, the Lord has met the needs. Good. There's just too much to say about Him. There's just too many reasons to worship Him. And I'm going to stop here, and I'm just going to let you all know, hey, look, if you're shocked, put it in. Favorite thing I need to know. I'm going to stop right here. Thank you. And I'm going to stop right here. Have a good day.
Amen. Well said, my brother. Amen and amen. Oh, I just got a praise from Brother Matthew. And it says, I also praise the Lord that when my eyes were first opened and started to seek out the Lord, He led me to the site Presence of God Ministry in early 2000. And I've been here ever since with a wonderful family who are like-minded. Amen, my brother. And we used to be neighbors. We never knew it, though. How about it, Matthew? He lives in the town that my wife and I lived there for 4 years, I think, in that town. I'm not going to mention it on the air, of course, but so praise the Lord, brother. And you've been a good brother for all that time, and your boys. I know just about every one of your boys. Well, I think I do know them all. And your family, you know. So let me see. We got any other people here? I'm going to check the email here in a second, and then if there's nothing, we will close with some music and go about our day. I got company here. I got one of my boys here with his boys and his wife, and they didn't bring the barking cat, but, you know, I thought they were going to, but what if they did? I don't hear any noise, but so, you know, I prefer, some people call them barking rats. I call them barking cats because little dogs are cute like cats. So I think that's it. Let me just check the email real quick. The numbers are still good, but obviously there's some, they're shaky. they're very shaky because 1 minute I test it and it's a certain number, and then another minute I test it and it's megabytes different, a lot of megabytes different. Oh, I forgot about Sean and Caleb, so let me drop the mic again.
Okie dokie. Thank you. And can I be heard? I'm going to take it, I guess. Okie dokie. Alrighty, so the praise from Brother Caleb. So he says, I praise the Lord for getting me through all the tribulations that I have. The time that I wasn't with you guys, that was 1 or 2 weeks. I was going through a big trial that week. Please keep in mind that this was way back when I wasn't there at one time. My dad intercepted the SDR cards from the church. But the big part of the trial was when me and my dad were led into a conversation that forced me to say that I would rather die than sin. What I meant by that was I would rather die than willingly sin. And amen, brother, that's exactly the type of mindset that you should have. You know, so, you know, don't, even if the world wants to make you feel guilty for something like that, don't let them make you feel guilty for something like that. That is a perfect mindset to have. I would rather die than sin. But continuing, he says, I even told my dad, or at least tried to tell him what I meant, but he didn't want to listen. So he took it as a suicide threat. There's a lot more to the event that I don't remember, but it did involve him taking his pistol out, unloading the barrel, and placing it on the counter. Then he asked me a question. Do you want to live or die? And depending on your answer, it will depend on what I do. I didn't know what to do. I tried to tell him what I meant, but he didn't want to listen. There's even more to that trial, but it lasted for a few days to almost a week. But during that trial, before I came back home from what I was doing, I prayed to the Father in heaven that whatever trials I may go through, I know that you're always here for me. And literally, the time that I came in the house, there was another trial. It involved the police and my dad thinking that I was making a suicide threat. This is a almost, I don't even know how to word that. I can't even find the words for this. The officer was asking me some questions, and after that, my dad started talking to me in an unexpected Christ-like way. It was almost like he was double-minded. The trial almost went, I wonder if I should say went, it says want. That trial almost went in a way that almost caused me to be, oh yeah, went. Went in a way to cause me to be sent to a mental hospital because of what my dad, I guess, had said. I praise the Lord that he didn't allow me to go to a sick ward. Sorry, can't spell. It's okay, bro. Know what you're trying to say. But it's a place where they send suicidal people. I praise the Lord that it didn't happen because later this week, Craig posted a video that, you know, in the video, there was an officer that was brutally beating a suicidal person. Praise the Lord for all that he has done. And amen, brother. That is a whopper of a trial. I don't even know how to, I don't know how, I can't even think of my words right now. What you were saying was entirely misconstrued. And I'll just put it just like that, so don't feel any shame in saying I would rather die than sin, because I would think, so would rather all of us rather die than sin. And if they want to take that as suicidal, so what? So be it. Oh well. They want to consider that suicidal? So be it. But that said, it seems that Simpsons are saying that they have something they want to share, but they're saying they'll go first next time. Okay. So then, Sabbath blessings. I will drop the mic and give it back to Pastor Nicholas.
Amen. Amen and amen. Yeah, I saw that too in the text. Like Brother Ronald was saying it, the Simpsons might have something, but they said they're going to do it next month. Yeah, okay, so they'll go first next month, which is fine. You know, that's praise the Lord either way. You know, so let me just check my emails one more time. I have no more PMs, which for me is rather awkward. But then again, yeah, I usually answer it all and close down the PMs on testimony Sabbath so I can keep track of the fresh ones. So I can actually see the text chat right now. So amen and amen. And so I guess I'll drop the mic. We got some music, and we'll finish in prayer. And then I'm not going to hang on the stream or even hang in for fellowship in the room because my son is here with some of his, with all of his family, and except for the pooch, I thought. But anyway, let me drop the mic. If you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, and we trust you. We thank you so much for blessing us with your presence as we gathered here on this Sabbath day. And thank you for blessing all the Sabbaths that come up until we get home in New Jerusalem and keep it every week for all eternity. Which is kind of strange when you think about how the world says, yes, they kept the seventh-day Sabbath in the New Old Testament. They went to the Sunday Sabbath in the New, and then they went back to the seventh-day Sabbath in heaven. Makes no sense. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us and protecting us and keeping us in your will and on a well-lit path. And thank you for your word that helps that path stay lit. And also thank you for blessing all those on our prayer list in every way that they need to be blessed. And we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the eternal Creator, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.